Republican U.S. Senator Rob Portman has announced he will not be seeking a third term in 2022, putting a seat up for grabs in the perennial battleground state. Portman's decision ends three decades of work in Washington, D.C., and sparks a wide-open race. U.S. Senator Rob Portman says the country is becoming increasingly polarized, with officials being forced to move farther to the extreme right and left politically.
It's gotten harder and harder to break through the partisan gridlock and make progress on substantive policy issues.
Portman made the announcement in Cincinnati, saying he still plans to carry out the rest of his term. Portman has served in the U.S. Senate since 2011, along with winning re-election in 2016 against former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland. Portman was also on the shortlist as a possible running mate for Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney in 2012. Portman also served in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1993 to 2005, in between serving in the White House for President George H.W. Bush and then for President George W. Bush. Marianne Sharkey, a longtime Ohio Republican consultant, says Portman is a mainstream conservative, coming out of the same school of politics as former Ohio Republican governors George Voinovich and Bob Taft.
In the long view of history, I think he'll be treated favorably because he did indeed do, you know, work on things like a balanced budget and lower taxes, and his votes were clearly meant to benefit his constituents.
Some of Portman's legislative priorities included expanding care for people with substance use disorder and fighting human trafficking. He also introduced bills that would ban government shutdowns. Ohio Republican Party Executive Director Rob Secar says Portman was a statesman who was deliberate with his decisions.
I think there is a tendency to be knee-jerk to a lot of this stuff, and I always appreciated the fact that Rob would wait for the facts, wait for things to play out a little bit before making his decision. I always found him to be a principled leader, but part of the principle was to hear all those things out and to, you know, weigh the pros and cons of every issue.
Portman gained a reputation for being a potential swing vote in close Senate debates, such as voting against a repeal of the Affordable Care Act in 2017. But Democrats disagree with labeling Portman as a moderate, pointing to his votes against expanding background checks for gun sales in 2013 and confirming President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominations. Michael McGovern with the progressive group Progress Ohio says Portman spent the last 4 years defending Trump.
Rob Portman was very good at convincing folks that he was some sort of sensible, moderate swing vote in the Senate when really he was far from that. For years, we've seen him really just go along with whatever Mitch McConnell or Donald Trump needed in a given moment while maybe making a show out of pretending that their vote was really up in the air.
When asked if Portman's announcement signals a possible decision to convict in the Trump impeachment trial, the senator's staff noted a statement Portman made earlier in January, saying he'll remain an impartial juror listening to both sides. The announcement sparked wide speculation as to who might run for the open Senate seat in 2022. McGovern says Democrats have a deep bench, with many progressive candidates with a shot at winning that race, perhaps most notably Nan Whaley. She's announced she won't run again for mayor of Dayton. But Secar with the Ohio Republican Party disagrees.
I think that Democrats would be dreaming if they thought they could flip this Senate seat in 22.
Secar noted many Republicans are in the process of thinking about a possible run, which could include former state treasurer Josh Mandel, who lost to Senator Sherrod Brown in 2012, and the Ohio Republican Party chair, Jane Timken. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.